Young lovers most discreet and wise, with bleeding heart and melting eyes, a sad relation here I write of one whose beauty shined bright. Susan O'Leonard was her name, to whom for love young gallants came. Amongst the rest, a yeoman's son, who at the length of her favour won. To her he brought a ring of gold, and said, "My dearest love, behold, receive this token now from me, and let our hearts united be. If I am false to thee, my dear, I wish that I may never hear one day of joy or comfort find, and dearest, never change thy mind." The youthful damsel then replied, "If I refuse to be thy bride, or falsify the vows of love, let me a just example prove." Yet notwithstanding what had passed, when a young squire came at last, who did to her new courtship make, her former love she did forsake. Now when her loyal lover knew that she her vows had bid adieu, he went to her in woeful case, but she not let him see her face. Then like a dart it pierced his heart, he sighing said, "And must we part? O most unconstant wretch," he cried, "should justice will be satisfied." He waited till the wedding day, when meeting her he thus did say, "Though you shall with another wed, you are my own alive or dead. Your love you shall not long enjoy, for since my life you do destroy, when I have yielded up my breath, my ghost shall haunt you after death." This said, he left the perjured bride, and wandered to a riverside, where the next morning he was found, bathed in his blood upon the ground. This tidings to the bride was brought, whose false heart his destruction wrought. Her eyes did then like fountains run, aloud she cried, "What have I done? My vows comes fresh into my mind, no peace of conscience can I find. Alas, there's nothing left for me but the reward of perjury." As she lamented night and day, his bleeding ghost was heard to say, "You shall not have an hour's rest, for I will still your joys molest." The dreadful visions of the night did fair Susanna so affright, that she into a fever fell, and dying said, "False world, farewell." Young men and maids, both far and near, that shall this sad relation hear, see that you are not false in love, for there's a righteous God above, who will no doubt just vengeance take of those that does no conscience make, when solemnly they vow and swear henceforth false lovers they.